Hundreds of people remain stranded in areas north of Denver hit by rains and flash floods. At least 4 people have died. Others are missing. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
There's a lot of bad news here, but there are also some remarkable stories of people getting out just in time. For teenager Marissa Casey, it was the middle of the night as a wall of water spilled into her family's home near the town of Lyons.
We walked out, and it was waist deep, which is on me about 2.5-3 feet. We started floating away. I was holding my cat.
Casey was wearing a borrowed, oversized hoodie and shoes 4 sizes too big as she and her dad, John, recounted their evacuation yesterday at a shelter down in Longmont.
And so they had to climb up a cliff with 2 cats holding each other, and we have a huge pond that's 10 feet deep, so they couldn't tell where the pond was and the river because it was all one. So they were like, are we going to walk into a 10-foot pond holding cats or not? So my wife sprained her ankle, got up to the top, multi-scratch, but they've been rocking.
Father and daughter had just been reunited at this shelter. John Casey was out of town when the floods came, his wife and daughter trapped in Lyons. Marissa says her hometown is devastated.
What I heard is they're not letting people back into town for another 2 to 3 months. That's if the dam doesn't break, and if the dam breaks, it'll be, who knows, there won't be a town to go back to.
Lyons, population 1,500, is not unique. Higher up in the mountains, flash floods have ripped apart towns and destroyed whole stretches of every road going in and out. More heavy rain yesterday grounded helicopters that have been flying in and rescuing trapped people. At a news conference in Larimer County, Incident Commander Shane Del Grosso promised more federal reinforcements are on the way today. Weather permitting, 2 large urban search and rescue teams will begin scouring neighborhoods on foot.
Time is of the essence, both for them and for the weather that's coming over the next couple of weeks and even into the next month.
This is usually around when Colorado gets its first snow. Much of the attention during these deadly floods has been on all the people stranded in the mountains. But in recent days, floodwaters have spilled out onto the plains and wreaked just as much havoc. The Platte River is flowing at historic levels. Cornfields, dairies, oil and gas wells are thigh-deep in water. In the small city of Evans, south of Greeley, the wastewater treatment plant has failed.
Everybody needs to be responsible and not flush, not shower. Do everything that they're saying to do because there's not enough bottled water to keep people alive during this time.
Residents crowded into a community meeting yesterday looking for answers. Evans is home to a large immigrant community attracted by jobs at the nearby feedlots and meatpacking plant. Many here are poor and don't have anywhere else to go right now. The basement in Daniela Faustel's home on Pueblo Street is full of contaminated water.
We haven't even been home, so we evacuated, so we're staying with a family member. We don't know when we're going to be back.
Choking back tears, Faustel says she's just glad she and her family are still alive. She says she and her neighbors are counting on help from FEMA that they've been told is on its way. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.